welcome back to Shoot From the Hoop, where we discuss all things FeeTask and Sporting Clays. I'm going to do a shoot review today, and the shoot review of the 2026 U.S. Open was held at Game Unlimited in Hudson, Wisconsin, August 11th through 16th, 2026. Many of you are familiar with Game Unlimited. They had a big regional probably 5 years ago, and then more recently in 2024, they held the World FeeTask Championships. So it's an incredible environment. Pete Malloy puts on just a tremendous event all around, and we'll review that in a minute. Probably one of the most important things are target setting, and Jamie Peckham came over to set the targets. I flew in on a Wednesday, and I shot Super Sport on Thursday. I flew in on a Tuesday. I shot Super Sport on Wednesday, FeeTask on Thursday, and just the main event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it was fabulous experience. The weather cooperated. It was beautiful. So it was, all in all, it was a wonderful event. So just a couple of shout outs here. For the main event, 200 targets, Todd Hitt shot a 192 for the victory. And Shelby Moon shot a 182 to win. And then over on FeeTask, Anthony Matarese shot a 96, an incredible score on tremendous terrain, a lot of below our feet targets, just wonderful targets that were set over much of the same areas that we shot at in 2024. From the lady perspective, Kirsten Sales and Shelby Moon both shot a 92, which is excellent. And Kirsten ended up winning the shoot off for first place. So when we do these shoot reviews, I was kind of working like a Maslow's hierarchy. And at the bottom, of course, we've got safety and everything was safe. The trappers were incredible. The targets were wonderful. We didn't have any space issues. Game Unlimited is just a huge, huge area. And it's in August. So the corn was growing up very high. And it really made for a wonderful shooting environment and shooting experience. Again, Score Chaser was involved in the signing up, and everything works seamlessly with Casey and Score Chaser. So my hat's off to them. So if you're familiar with Game Unlimited, there's a parking area across the road, and then there's a parking area right near the clubhouse. Certainly more parking than we ever would need. And there was a whole area on the across the street where shooters could park with their trailers and their Polaris's or whatever ride they had. And really, it was very, very easy and very simple. It was a small area in the area of the clubhouse and with all of the exhibits. They had a nice exhibit area, lots of different exhibitors, gunsmiths, whether you wanted vests or you wanted chokes or you wanted guns, there was something there for everybody. And then the course itself, there was water throughout. There were stations that had some food at different times. And really, everything was laid out in a way, and the signage was excellent so that there was really no way to get lost. There were multiple practice areas. One practice area was down around to the left, past like the federal course and where we shot Super Sporting. There were probably 7 or 8 stations. Each one had 3 traps, and they were great targets to get warmed up on. And then also, as you went out towards the right from the clubhouse, as you were going out on the roads out towards FeeTask and to, I think it was the Remington course and then the B&P Fiocchi course, there were some practice areas along that area too. So we could easily get a cart at the clubhouse. You could put 100 targets on or however many you wanted. And then that was not a problem at all. So signage was great. Food was great. Water was plentiful and the weather cooperated. So all in all, it's just a fabulous week to be in northern Wisconsin. So in terms of the FeeTask parkours, each parkour had 3 pegs. It was new style. And what we did was we'd shoot 5 singles and 2 pair on one peg. The second one, we'd shoot 5 singles and 2 pair. And then on the last one, we'd shoot 5 singles and 1 pair. And that would equal the 25 targets. So that was, it was great. Every imaginable target, there was everything from towers. There were big battues. There were middies. There was a mini. There was, or a 70, I should say. And the pairs were great. We shot a couple true pairs, but not too many. But really, it was thoughtfully laid out and just, I thought, just a wonderful 100-target FeeTask layout. On the main event, we had 3 separate courses. And again, I mean, the targets were phenomenal. They were not easy by any stretch. And we had each course had 12 stations. There were several four bird stations. We had towers. We had rabbits. We had raboos. We had middies. They're great courses and really tested the shooter's ability to handle a shotgun. So all in all, hats off to the trappers. We had our usual FITASC refs flew in from all over the country, and they always do a great job. And then for the main event, I was shooting on the same rotation as the pro class, and then the trappers moved from course to course to course. So the trappers were fabulous. We didn't have any issues. And my hat's off to Pete Malloy and the team up at Game Unlimited. It was an outstanding U.S. Open, and I certainly look forward to going back in the future for large events. So thanks again for listening in. Sorry this was a little bit late. Just kind of got busy getting home from the tournament. But I hope you enjoy these shoot reviews, and I'll continue to put them out and bring you more and more interviews and shoot reviews as we kind of close out the season here. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.